Technology is the future of commercial real estate marketing. Introduction. Years ago, commercial agents would assemble the property data they collected in the field in three-ring binders, inserting tabs to separate each property from the others. This creation was the comp book they would show to clients. Today, technology has made the collection and presentation of data much easier and more time efficient. Most large commercial brokerages already offer their agents technology tools and solutions to help them in every step of their business. Many firms offer Bullet mobile apps, Bullet contact management systems, Bullet financial calculators, mortgage, TVM, IRR, cap rate, GRM, cash on cash. Bullet cloud-based prospecting tools consisting of databases of tenants and building owners. Bullet transaction management systems. Bullet individual agent website. Bullet cloud-based marketing platforms with customizable templates for stationery and signage. Bullet online training courses and webinars. Some firms will also subscribe to online/mobile databases like LoopNet and CoStar. These databases are essential tools commercial agents should be using. LoopNet and CoStar offer market information, inventory of properties, comps for sale and lease, tenant profiles, analytics, news, blogs, property advertising, and brand/company advertising. If industry predictions are correct, more and more commercial brokers will be embracing technology and all that it can offer their businesses. This technology includes cloud-based data storage, customer relationship management databases, virtual reality, artificial intelligence, drones, social media, and more. The cloud. To facilitate a more mobile office model, many agents have opted to stop creating bulky paper files. Instead, they save all their transactional documents, emails, and communication logs, and other required documentation and agreements in a paperless manner. Innovative companies have paved the way to make this possible. Cloud storage is now available from a multitude of sources. Agents can find cloud storage functionality not just for their computers, but they can readily access data from phones and tablets as well. Not only can agents store and access documents, but they can share information with their clients and other agents. The list of products available is growing nearly every day. The ease of use and capabilities of cloud storage products is rapidly growing as well. Google Drive. Google has come a long way since its inception in the late 90s as a search engine, quickly angling out other popular search engines of the time, like Yahoo and Netscape. Google has become the dominant search engine in the nation. In addition to Google popularity, Google now offers a variety of free apps and a suite of services for busy professionals, including Gmail, Google Calendar, Google Docs, Google Maps, Google Analytics, and Google Drive. Google Drive is a file hosting service used by 800 million people to store their files and back them up in the cloud. Users can synchronize their files for access by multiple devices and create, collaborate, and share files with others. Google Drive is especially popular because of the ease of access from smartphones and tablets. Busy real estate agents who spend considerable time out in the field enjoy the ease of document sharing with Google Drive. Storage space on Google Drive is free up to a certain size, 15 gigabytes, with other cloud storage plans available for purchase. Google Drive is secure and encrypted, so files stay safe no matter which device you access them on. Real estate agents find the scan feature of Google Drive particularly helpful. They can scan their paper documents, like receipts and contracts, and Drive will automatically store them as PDFs. For more information on Google Drive, visit https://www.google.com/drive/using-drive/. Dropbox. Another popular file hosting service is Dropbox. Released in 2007, now with over 500 million users and growing, Dropbox provides ease of access and collaboration on stored files. Like Google Drive, Dropbox is a safe mobile computing solution for the storage of important data. Large and small companies are migrating data to cloud storage like Dropbox to store and share files for their teams instead of maintaining costly file servers. Dropbox is compatible with multiple operating systems: Android, iOS, Linux, macOS, Microsoft Windows, and Windows Phone. Users can log into the web interface or download the mobile and computer apps for their laptops, tablets, and smartphones. Dropbox gives users a limited amount of free space. Anything over that amount requires purchase. Files are secured using advanced encryption methods. Busy mobile agents like Dropbox, for the same reason that they appreciate other file hosting services, ease of access on any of their devices. Evernote. While reviewing cloud computing and storage, pay close attention to a product called Evernote, which has computer, smartphone, and tablet applications. Whether for real estate business or personal use, Evernote is a fantastic product that helps organize and store information and files while allowing the creation of Word-like documents. From recipe files and wine notes to vacation planning and business use, Evernote's applications know no bounds. Speaking Evernote language, notes and notebooks. An Evernote note is a document. It can contain words, tables, bullets, checklists, outlines, photos, audio notes, and attachments. Notes are stored in notebooks. A notebook may contain an unlimited number of notes. Notebooks can be organized into stacks. Sound familiar? Microsoft Word has documents that are stored in folders. For example, an investor, Bob Smith, would have a notebook titled Bob Smith Investor. Inside the notebook would be several notes. One may be a needs assessment titled Bob Smith Investor Consultation. Another note in Bob's notebook may be Property Tour, Bob Smith. Thus, the entire transaction would occur through Evernote and be available on whatever device the agent was using at the time. In the field, the agent may be using a tablet or even a smartphone to access files. In the office, the agent may access the file using a desktop computer. Evernote even has the capability of sending and receiving email. An agent can send clients a copy of all documents stored in their notebook. Email sent to Evernote can be directed to a specific notebook. Which cloud-based storage should I use? Google Drive and Dropbox are not the only file hosting services out there. There are numerous other file hosting services from which to choose. Depending on the size of your files and your storage needs, there is a service that will accommodate you. Each company/agent should review their current storage issues to budget for file storage. If cloud storage is the right solution for them, they should proceed carefully and thoughtfully. Data management trends. Google Analytics. Analytics have become increasingly vital in today's digital marketplace. As more and more consumers utilize the internet and mobile apps, it has become necessary for companies to collect, track, and measure digital data to gain valuable insight into the customer's world. In this consumer-driven real estate industry, what does the customer want? And when does the customer want it? Are questions that Google Analytics and other similar programs are trying to answer. Brokerages and agents can employ Google Analytics or analytics software to bullet improve consumer engagement, bullet promote website content, bullet perform market research, bullet analyze data for insight into consumer behavior, bullet manage tags, code embedded into the site, which allows for third-party tracking, analysis, etc. Bullet depersonalize the customer experience. Bullet run reports based on collected analytics data. Analytics have proven to be invaluable for designing marketing campaigns and gaining insight into consumer buying patterns and behaviors. Large, well-known companies have utilized analytics to their advantage, leveraging technology for their benefit. Analytics is a trend with staying power, especially in the real estate industry. If you are not currently using Google Analytics or another equally powerful analytics software, then you should begin planning and budgeting for its integration. Customer Relationship Management Databases. One way brokerages can track leads and manage marketing through the use of technology is the Customer Relationship Management Database, or CRM database. The CRM is a tool that can aid agents in relationship building and propel them into top producer status. A CRM takes the manual component of tracking past, current, and future clients out of the mix. Once the agent enters client information into the CRM, it will analyze the data, do the tracking, and automate the process, freeing up the agent to reach out and create personal relationships with the consumers. Many CRM databases are fully customizable and allow for the automation of many of the agent's tasks. CRMs also enable the broker to track leads. Many top producers in the industry swear by the utilization of CRMs to increase their sales volume, but only use about 10% of the CRM's capabilities won. There are many CRMs available to choose from today, so research your options to choose the best one for you and your company. Your agents will benefit from an effective CRM that helps them manage their referrals and build client relationships without taking the time to manage them manually. If you are a broker, you can pass some of the cost on by charging your interested agents a fee for the use of the CRM. CRMs are wildly popular on the residential side, but what CRMs are commercial brokerages turning toward to manage their data and track their transactions? CRMs that work best for commercial sales are the ones that were created by commercial salespeople. CRMs, like Apto, Client Look, and RealNex, were created specifically for commercial brokers by commercial brokers who could not find a good fit from other CRMs on the market at the time. These CRMs offer web-based and mobile applications to organize, manage, and search your comprehensive property and owner database. You can track your listings and leads, send market reports to clients and prospects, collaborate with team members and brokers involved in your deal, set appointments, and manage renewals. Some CRMs, like Mojo, have integrated dialers that can help agents with cold calling, allowing them to dial more numbers per hour and connect with more prospects. One of the advantages of utilizing a CRM with an integrated dialer is that it can also keep track of leads that were not generated by cold calling, for example, through email. What to look for in a CRM? Agents are looking for broker-provided technology that will help them become more efficient in the field. CRMs are one of the tools that agents expect to have access to when they join a brokerage. When choosing a CRM for your company, you should consider whether or not you want a cloud-based system or a web-based desktop application that runs on your network. Do you want to have mobile access to data? What will best fit your needs? Some of the features that your CRM should offer: Bullet user-friendly interface, Bullet integrated analytics to track performance management, Bullet mobile capabilities and access, Bullet email list management for marketing campaigns, Bullet ability to customize fields, Bullet lead follow-up, Bullet support for multimedia, Bullet campaign management to create and track targeted marketing campaigns, Bullet technical support. Your main goal when adopting a CRM for your business should be to increase your efficiency and maximize your profit. Be picky when you are researching CRMs for your business. Almost all CRMs offer a free trial of the program. Take advantage of this. During the free trial, delve into the program and try the features to evaluate whether or not you like them or will even use them. There is no use spending big money on a software application that you do not like to use and will not use. Pricing varies on CRMs, but most offer a per-agent, per-month fee that allows for a discount if paid yearly. Others might have a yearly fee or a one-time fee that can be costly. A CRM is a big investment, but it is one that can certainly show a nice return on investment if used to its full potential in your office. Creating a professional website. Ask any real estate agent, and he or she will tell you that exposure is everything. That is why the majority of real estate agents hand out their business cards to every person that they meet. Agents want people to find them. Many agents do not have the time to invest or the tech background to build a website from scratch. That is why so many take advantage of the web space offered to them by their brokers or trade associations. Agents who are members of their local association of Realtors should take advantage of the opportunity to post their information on the association's site. If you are interested in creating a private business website, take the time to talk to a professional website designer who will work with you to create a polished site with working links that people can use to keep up with what you are doing and what you are selling. Working with a professional in the field will help you avoid some of the pitfalls of amateur website design, such as busy backgrounds, too much text, fonts, and font colors that are hard to read, and broken or incorrect links. You want your site to be clean, to load quickly, and most of all, be informative. There are many templates available online for agents to utilize for the creation of their sites. The National Association of Realtors endorses PlaceStir, which provides design templates for agents. What you should include on your site. Bullet. Any state-mandated information that is required, such as the name and logo of your brokerage and the address and phone number. Bullet A current. It should be current, or else, how will people recognize you? Professional photograph of yourself. Bullet All of your designations. Bullet Social media buttons to all of the social media outlets that you subscribe to. Bullet An email link and a current phone number. Bullet An About Me link or section with a short bio introducing yourself and your experience and activities. Include your involvement with any charities or organizations. Bullet pictures of your current listings that link to LoopNet or CoStar. Bullet, you can also include a Google map of the area that you service. Bullet links to any videos on YouTube or other video sites on which you have posted. Bullet testimonials. Bullet links to your blog, Twitter feed, Facebook page, or other websites that you maintain. Blogging in commercial real estate. Blogging is an excellent way to market yourself, demonstrate your expertise, and share your knowledge base with others. Commercial agents can make a name for themselves in the industry by addressing the common questions and problems in the market. Buyers, owners, and other agents will be impressed with your command of industry knowledge and will come to view you as an expert in the field. By blogging, you are generating your own buzz. Base your blog on the things that you know the most about. If your specialization is office leasing, then concentrate your posts on office leasing. Link to online articles about new building construction in your market, or make helpful posts like 10 things every business owner should know about leasing office space, or 15 reasons why a commercial real estate agent adds value to a client that will help clients and prospects make informed decisions. Review new books and websites, letting your readers in on what you liked or did not like about them. Blogs about technology are hot. If you use technology successfully in your business, then believe that there is an audience of commercial agents out there who would love to read about how you do it. You can review apps and new technology that is making a difference in the industry. Get creative. Commercial real estate is so varied that there is always content to blog about. Many residential and commercial agents have begun to blog and are finding that it is yet another way to attract prospects for very little investment. Blogging also helps improve your SEO. Why is search engine optimization, SEO, important? Because without it, your website might end up buried on page 12 or 13 of a Google search, and everyone knows that the majority of web surfers do not click past page 2 or 3 of the results. SEO employs strategies that promote your site up in the ranks of a search results page, making you more visible to prospective clients. Agents can enlist the services of professional SEO writers who understand the complex algorithms that major search engines like Google and Yahoo utilize to search for websites and index them according to popularity. Or they can blog regularly so that buyers, tenants, sellers, and landlords can find their websites on Google more easily. If you are not reaching out to your community, one of your competitors will. Blogging is easy, inexpensive, and it can be used to promote you, your company, and the services that you offer. Keep the blog posts about yourself to a minimum. Remember, this blog is a resource for information about the industry, not about how great you are. but you should include the occasional amusing anecdotal story or situation from time to time that communicates your sense of humor and professionalism to your audience. Virtual reality. Many new technologies are being applied by industry practitioners looking for ways to enhance the real estate experience. Virtual reality headsets may eliminate the initial walkthrough, since the VR headset allows a person to take a virtual walk around the subject property. The headset can give your investor or tenant the full room-to-room tour, so he or she can determine if the space fits their needs. Originally intended for use in the video gaming industry, VR technology soon became used by commercial entities as a new way to demonstrate all types of products. You can take a virtual tour of a ship, or even better, get the feel of a cruise by experiencing what it is like to be physically aboard the ship. Perhaps you want to see the rooms in a resort and compare the differences in size and amenities. Hotels and resorts will also use VR technology. Headsets will become a must-have item and are already available for purchase. Real estate companies who want to use VR need to purchase headsets and equipment powerful enough to capture 3D video compatible with the headset. The VR reality is that it gives the consumer a feeling of being in that room, with space reasonably true to measurements. The consumer can reach out and viscerally decide if the space works for them. New software technology will soon allow the consumer to walk into a virtual room and change the colors or even the floor plan of the room. On the commercial side, a tenant can visualize an office space with anything from the setup of cubicles in an office building to how an open layout might function for them. These options give all types of consumers a clearer picture of what they want. And as we know, a picture is worth a thousand words. Many agents are already using VR tools like the Oculus Rift headset and app to show their properties in their office. Industry experts predict holoportation, virtual 3D technology in real time, will replace regular showings with as many as the first and second showings being virtual before an in-person showing. Augmented reality. Like virtual reality, augmented reality, AR, provides modified views of reality for the user. Though AR is similar to VR, AR does not create a new reality for the user, but slightly enhances the user's current perception and experience of reality. AR has many real-world applications across disciplines. Real estate brokerages can integrate AR into visual marketing materials, both print and video. Brokerages can also use AR for training and educational purposes. The Pokemon Go app introduced AR to the public, its popularity soaring in 2016. Real estate agents can move beyond flat, one-dimensional marketing materials to materials enhanced through AR. Agents can help clients visualize spaces and customize them virtually by clicking a button to change wall colors or flooring materials. A company out of Hong Kong, Spacious, uses AR to show buyers supposedly haunted properties by overlaying graphics onto real-world images. When users approach haunted locations, a ghost icon will appear in the app's interface on top of images of haunted locations, which are physical locations at which deaths have occurred. Spacious is a novelty app that capitalizes on the popularity of Pokemon Go. However, it demonstrates the control the real estate industry could exert over a user's experience by using AR in conjunction with property search apps. Imagine the possibilities that exist. How commercial agents can use virtual and augmented realities. Virtual reality, VR, is a groundbreaking technology that is changing the face of real estate from all sides. If you do not think that VR has anything to offer, think again. VR has multiple applications across commercial specializations, from retail and office leasing, to use with investors and developers. Imagine selling one of your listings to an international buyer who never has to send a representative to view the property. Many large commercial firms are investing in VR and AR technology. Luckily, the cost of the tech is becoming more and more affordable, making it more available to the masses. The purpose of technologies like VR and augmented reality, AR, is to save you time so that you can do more. Integrating these tools into your business can help your clients save time and money as well. How to use VR in your business? Architects, contractors, designers, and clients can use virtual 3D models during the construction phase to increase communication between the parties and save the client numerous trips to the site to evaluate the build. VR is also commonly used to show properties virtually to buyers who do not live locally. Clients can experience the property without ever having to set foot inside. Property managers can send a 360-degree view of a space to a potential tenant. Clients can move walls and built-ins, change out finishings, and even furnish the space virtually to decide on office layout and decoration during the build-out. VR is especially useful in pre-leasing space in unfinished buildings. VR offers the tenant the ability to customize their space and choose from a wide array of finishes without the tenant having to visit the site. Buildings and developments can be created and moved from site to site virtually so clients can view how a building would look and function in one location over another. This technology can help clients purchase the land that best fits their needs. VR increases transparency, allowing a better understanding from the client as to the nature of time and money that it will take to complete a project. Artificial intelligence. The concept of artificial intelligence, AI, at its most basic, is a way of describing intelligence exhibited by machines. However, what we really mean when we say artificial intelligence, or AI, is a machine or program that replicates human thought processes or actions. At its core, AI is far more complicated, and the definition of what constitutes AI changes as we learn more about machines and make them capable of increasingly sophisticated tasks. In today's world of Siri, Alexa, and Cortana, AI is constituted by one or more of the following capabilities. Bullet, understanding human speech. Bullet, competing in complex strategic game systems, such as chess. Bullet, operating sophisticated machinery. Think self-driving cars. Bullet, interpreting and analyzing complex data sets. But what does this really mean? A. I was described in 1956 by a group of Dartmouth Summer Workshop participants. Human intelligence can be so precisely described that a machine can be made to simulate it. We see with this concept that AI is intended to simulate human thought and action, but the human brain is a complex organ that scientists still do not fully comprehend. What this means from a research and development perspective is that our understanding of what constitutes human intelligence is still growing. Thus, our understanding of what must constitute AI changes accordingly. Evidence of this can be seen in the increasing sophistication of AI and AI-like programs available to consumers and professionals. AI in action. As mentioned above, we see AI in use more and more in our daily interaction with technology. Siri, the Apple platform's interactive AI, has been in use for many years and has steadily increased in sophistication and capability. Siri can answer questions, perform user-directed searches, and other similar tasks. What makes Siri and other voice interactive AI platforms like it unique is their ability to learn from the user. Another prime example of AI that we experience in our everyday lives is the use of what are referred to as bots on social media platforms such as Facebook. Bots are generally described as any software which automates a task typically performed by humans. In relation to Facebook, specifically the Facebook Messenger platform, bots can be used to understand conversational language and to learn from their interactions with humans. This ability is the key to understanding the reason that the use of AI is proliferating. While bots are a very simplistic form of AI, their recent prevalence is an indicator that more programs and machines are being created to perform activities that their human counterparts do not have the time to complete. For example, 1-800-Flowers recently implemented a bot that allows a Facebook user to message the 1-800-Flowers Facebook page, order flowers, have them shipped, and tender payment. All of this takes place with a human user interacting with a programmatic intelligence. These types of applications for A will continue to grow in use for very simple reasons. AI does not need a paycheck or a vacation. AIS can fulfill a function that can cost a business more time and resources employing a human worker to perform, thus reducing overhead and inconsistency of process. Website, apps, and tools. The number of apps and sites devoted to commercial real estate are too numerous and ever-changing for us to mention here, but some of the highlights include other digital marketplaces for commercial properties like RealMassive, Honest Buildings, and Prospect Now. There are also a variety of sites designed for property management, research and analytics, and marketing, Moz.com. How does a brokerage reach potential clients through the internet when there is so much competition? Moz.com is an SEO, search engine optimization, toolset that helps businesses improve their search visibility and site rankings on the internet. It is an all-in-one website SEO, so you do not have to hire an SEO writer to create your site. Moz also offers Moz Local, which allows you to improve your local search performance, thereby strengthening your local marketing power. Facebook. Almost 70% of adults have a Facebook account, so why not take advantage of that fact when you market? Facebook Live videos are very much on trend and are easy to post. As an agent, you should always have your smartphone or tablet with you. You can easily film a short video from your device while you're out in the field and then post it to Facebook. No specialized technical knowledge is needed to reach an audience with whom you can share your videos over and over. It will keep working for you even after you have moved on to posting other videos. Matterport. A new virtual reality tool for the real estate industry is Matterport.com. Matterport is a marketing tool that allows real estate agents to bring their listings to life in 3D, enabling agents to leverage technology and separating them from other agents who merely post gallery images and 360 panoramas of their listings. Agents using Matterport capture their listing, creating a 3D virtual showcase that, for the viewer, is just like being there. Viewers can walk through a property from anywhere in the world. No specialized training is required, and most properties take around 1 hour to capture. There is an initial investment in the Matterport camera and a web application that must be downloaded to smart devices. Matterport is just another example of how technology is touching the world of real estate by enhancing the home buying experience and creating buyer engagement. Get it done. To-do lists are a necessary evil for every busy agent. Throughout an agent's education and training, he or she will hear the phrase, "write it down," innumerable times. Now agents can leverage technology by utilizing Get It Done, getitdoneapp.com. Get It Done is a task manager that can be used via a web browser and / or smartphone. Agents can prioritize and can set up reminders to complete certain tasks. Busy brokers can delegate tasks to assistants and team members through the app, which will automatically appear in the assistant's inbox. The app supports Google Calendar, Apple iCal, and other calendar apps. LoopNet. LoopNet, loopnet.com, is the realtor.com of the commercial market, connecting commercial agents and clients. Agents can search for and post properties for sale and lease, as well as advertise their services on the site. LoopNet also provides a downloadable app with access to commercial listings anywhere, anytime. CoStar. CoStar, www.costar.com, is another site that functions much like a residential MLS, connecting commercial agents with brokerages, owners, lenders, property managers, appraisers, and investors. According to CoStar's website, 500,000 properties across the country are canvassed annually, resulting in 47,000 calls per day to brokers, owners, and developers. Agents have access to data and tools through the site and can perform research to augment their understanding of their regional and local markets. Millions of data changes per day take place through the site. Commercial brokerages should be utilizing the available technology to grow their business and increase their sales revenue. VTS/Hightower. VTS/Hightower, www.vts.com, are two big-name platforms in leasing and asset management that have merged to create a solution to optimize performance and increase revenue. Agents can enter and track data, generate market and inventory reports, and streamline their leasing deals. Leasing agents can use VTS in retail, office, and industrial. BLDUP. Professionals in development can utilize BLDUP, http://www.bldup.com/, to research projects, places, and professionals, and get real-time data on trends that are happening in real estate development and construction in cities across the United States. Catalyst. Catalyst, https://www.moodyscary.com/products/catalyst/, recently acquired by Moody's Analytics, is a site that can function much like a commercial MLS, allowing agents to list and search commercial properties in their local markets. Catalyst offers a variety of products that help agents research their markets. Catalyst makes good use of augmented reality by giving agents the ability to generate a printable PDF of the parcel aerial with an overlay of retail business logos, illustrating the businesses in the area of the target property. Demographic information, environmental risk, and traffic data are also available. Other technology basics. What other technology tools should agents invest in? Bullet up, buy a smartphone like an Apple iPhone or an Android. Put all your contacts into Microsoft Outlook and sync them into your new phone. Bullet buy a new laptop, notebook, computer, with enough hard drive space and memory for all of your files. Bullet buy a new wide-angle digital camera. The lens must go down to the equivalent of 28 millimeters or less. Bullet buy a car/air power adapter or inverter for your notebook. You're going to need it everywhere. Bullet subscribe to top producer online. Bullet buy an external hard drive for easy, inexpensive backup of your valuable data. Bullet buy an inexpensive all-in-one memory card reader. Bullet buy USB flash drives for easy data storage and portability. Bullet buy G Suite, Google's cloud-based solution for keeping track of documents, spreadsheets, and contacts in real time. G Suite allows for easy collaboration and sharing access with your team or assistant. Bullet download Skype or Zoom for free. With these apps, agents can perform virtual walkthroughs and also video conference with clients on the go or at the office. Drones. The introduction of drones for commercial use has changed the way that many agents approach photographing their listings for marketing materials. Drones allow potential buyers to view the property from a perspective that heretofore was not possible without the aid of a helicopter or a private plane. Drones can be sent up several feet into the air to snap photos and take video of a property from above, enabling buyers and tenants to see the building and its location. Aerial shots can encompass the front, back, and sides of the property, showing off the parking lot or majestic city view to its fullest potential. This aerial perspective is especially attractive for commercial and land/farm and ranch real estate that have traditionally been difficult to photograph. Imagine drone images taken of a high-rise. Drone videos can be uploaded to YouTube and other social media accounts for viewing. Do not send a drone up to take photographs and videos on excessively windy or stormy days. Drone photography is strongly dependent upon weather, so choose a day that is calm and clear, and take each shot and video 2 to 3 times, just in case. Drones need not be relegated to outside photography and video alone. They can fly through interior spaces as well. Some agents find that drones work particularly well for shooting spaces that are small and cramped. Drones can create some stunning virtual tours by flying through each room of a property in much the same way that a prospective buyer would do. High-quality drone video tours can and will change the way that buyers and tenants tour buildings. Virtual property tours are becoming more popular and, in some cases, are reducing the number of walkthroughs that buyers request for a property, which saves agents and their clients time. Professional quality drones are still on the pricey side, not to mention the learning curve involved with using them. Agents should consider if it is more cost-effective to hire a professional photographer/drone enthusiast to take the shots for them.